Blackstone Audio and Skyboat Media present The So Blue Marble by Dorothy B. Hughes. This book is read by Gabrielle DeCure. Chapter 1. Her dress was black, and her coat, with its black fox collar. But at night, no one would know the fox was real. Her hat didn't look as if it were a creation. Not at night, not with her pale horn-rimmed glasses. No one would look twice at a girl with glasses over her face. Fifth Avenue was lighted, not with neon as Broadway, but it wasn't dark. Off the crosstown bus at 50th, past the cathedral, dark, yes, but there were people walking towards her and away from her, a young couple, students returning from a Carnegie concert, a goodly dressed man with heavy English brogans striding past her. And the windows beyond were light, the cosmeticians with the white down pussycats pretending to grow on real pussy willow branches, the window of hand-created silver, the silver-etched imported china, bright candles on a bright street. Only 5 blocks to 55th, only a half block down with a great hotel on the corner and chipmunk taxi drivers waiting for the carriage trade. Her key ring was tight in her black gloved hand, her black antelope purse tight under her arm. No reason to feel nervous at night, not even at 11:30 at night in the heart of New York. Nothing ever happened to her kind of people. Oh, things happen to people living down those...